risk reward there, running the
option? It's a change up for us. You know, it's something we're going to continue to work on. We're going to explore it. It's not going to be what we do, but if it gives us an advantage in game time, then it's something we can definitely use. Yeah.
How's your quarterbacks looking as far as maybe Tyler or Bray and Stansy? How are they looking?
They're working really well. You know, it's going to be a great competition this camp between those two for that third spot, and that's what you want. It not only makes them better, it makes the team better, and they're both doing an excellent job right now.
Doug, why don't Avery and Wiley spot until he gets back?
You're talking about Avery and Wiley, Donnie? Yeah, Donnie, you know, right now, first of all, it's great to have him back out here and working and doing the things he's doing. Again, he's learning the system just like everybody else. But, again, two guys that are very versatile, got great speed, guys that we can, put either inside or outside. But right now you see Donnie's exclusively on the outside, and he feels a little comfortable there right now too.
You saw something today that I've never seen. Your quarterbacks throwing – the defensive backs. Usually you see the secondary coach or what's
well, one thing,
they weren't practicing interception.
No, they're not. You know, one thing, defensive secondary linebackers, they don't get enough hands on the ball in practice, and especially from the quarterback. Obviously, we don't preach or teach interceptions, but any time in a situation like that after practice that we can help our defensive guys get live bullets from the real quarterback. More of a game speed ball throw, then it helps them out. And so we did that today, what you saw with the safeties and obviously with the linebackers.
That's something you'll do periodically?
We'll do it periodically. It's not going to be an everyday thing. I don't want to get a habit of our quarterbacks throwing to the white jerseys, but if we can help our defense out that way, we will.
You guys ran a little bit of option today. Is that something all quarterbacks on the roster are capable of doing, or –
All of them are very capable of doing the zone read, the option, some of the things we saw today. Alex has been very familiar with it, not only in San Francisco, but back to his college days. Not a staple of the offense. If it's something, we're gonna continue to explore it, see if it can help us offensively. And it really gives the guys some fun at it and an opportunity to be explosive.
Is that because Alex is capable of doing it, or is that because it's like the new thing, you know, in the league these days?
One, he's very capable. He reads it extremely well. And again, it goes back to his experience in San Francisco. They did it there, and as you saw with Colin. So he has a lot of wealth doing it, you know, a lot of experience doing it. Again, it's an opportunity for us to mix it up offensively and put our guys in an advantageous or a man advantage for the defense.
How is Brandon Albert's attitude since he's reported finally?
Been great. Been pleased with his effort. He came in yesterday. You know, it started with that run test yesterday, and he knocked that thing out. And his attitude is very, very good. Very pleased with him.
Obviously, there was a time he wasn't happy with what was going on here.
Right.
See that he's over that?
I think he is. I think he understands what we're teaching offensively. He's buying into the system. He gels well with the guys, and you can see he's got an upbeat, positive attitude. So it's definitely not affected him.
You had a little bit of drama with both of your tackles. There was a situation with Brandon back in the spring, and then it came down to the wire to get Eric signed in here. I mean, how important is it to you as the coordinator to have both those guys here from the first snap?
Obviously, we're talking about the tackle position, but it could be anybody. It could be your quarterback. It could be your, you know, receiver. But in this case, the two tackles, it's great to have them from day one in your system, because as you're installing and putting in this offense, we need everybody. We need all 11 on offense. So I'm very pleased to have them here. Very excited to, see the future and work with those guys exclusively.
Coach, how does Dexter look? They've tried to get him the football since he came to Kansas City. How does he fit in with this offense,
and
how's he looking
so far? You know, Dexter's first of all, he's a great kid, tremendous worker, hard worker. He's a tough kid. You know, he's a guy that we can put in multiple spots. He can line up in the backfield. You saw him today. He was inside. He was outside, and he had some opportunities to make some plays, and he did. And so we can use him that way, and use him to our advantage. Matchups are all about the NFL, and if we can use him in that way, we will, and we're going to continue to put him in those spots.
Are there any plays in the playbook that you're teaching to the guys that you ran 14 years ago with Andy Reid?
A lot of them. You know, and that's one thing I did back in January and February was I spent time going back to those years that we had success, and when Coach Reid was – was year in and year out in the conference championship game in Philadelphia, you know, for several years, and then went back and explored those offenses and to see what was really clicking, and it's really our core West Coast stuff and stuff that I grew up with, you know, way back with the Green Bay. So, you know, I wanted to bring that stuff back here. I wanted to implement that stuff because it's still a good offense and expose our guys. So a lot of the stuff you're seeing right now in these first couple of days is the core West Coast offense.